showered and was fully dressed, and I was thinking about my day. And then my brain got stuck thinking on someone from my past. I'm thinking more. And fantasizing. And so I had to come up here. Take off those jeans that I had put on, and climb into bed with my vibrator, and start my day by getting off telling the world about what I wish could have happened. And, side note, I do kinda hope that he's listening. If you are. I mean, there's so many unspoken things, and the thing is that very few of them are romantic. There are unspoken sexual things I never got to tell you. I never got to confirm that you were pushing all the right buttons, and that if you asked, that would be yours. And I don't mean married, monogamous, committed bullshit. I mean that I trust you. And if you told me to kneel, I would. And that's not a thing I say easily. I mean, come on, that's a part of me that I'm only willing to admit anonymously on the internet. 2,000s of people who will hear me come? I don't understand my sexuality either. Okay. I'm getting too deep into my own scenario here. Or into the wrong scenario, because the scenario I want to be into is the one for the thousands of people. Because let's all pretend that we're at the same party. You know me. You can see me. I've been mingling, but I've settled down on a couch in the corner next to a friend. And we're not super into each other. We're having our separate conversations with people. Thing you don't know. Because he was so good at always hiding this. Was that his arm that was next to me, his hand, would at some point run up my back and slide up the back of my neck into the roots of my hair. He would just grab. And he wouldn't be yanking back, and the point was not to visibly take ownership of me in front of all of you here at the party. The point was, at the time, just to remind me to be aware that he was right there. And of what I wanted and what I thought he was offering. Back then, those weren't the kind of parties where I could lean my head back into his grip and give in to the pull, so I had to fight against it, which, you know, had its own fun. But I'm here at this party with all of you, everybody listening. I think I want to see what he would do if one of those times when he clenched his fist around the roots of my hair on the back of my head, let my head fall back. All of you there to see. Just let him do whatever he wanted to do all those times. I wish I knew if I was right in my guess. And my guess is that he would keep that hand gripped on my hair even though I had tilted my head back for him. But now there was all this neck, and collarbone, and chest exposed. She could reach his head down and just start to kiss and bite and suck along my neck and my collarbone. There's no need to slow down, so his other hand would immediately be on one of my breasts. first moving the entire globe in his hands, but then my fingers twitching around and rolling on the ball. Not necessarily being hard, but just coaxing and able to get harder in the face of all of you who are watching this. You can see me, my hips are starting to roll. I have given up modesty. I don't care that you all know what a depraved slut I am. I mean, we've already established that, right? You're listening to me come for the internet. And so, yeah, I think that when he realizes that he doesn't need to wait, he could just pull down the neckline of my shirt, grab the edge of my bra at the same time, and just yank them down, and fucking like rip that down just so that he can get his mouth on my nipple as fast as possible. That's how loud I would be for all of you. Oh, if you would come closer, wouldn't you? I want to see this show that's being put on for you. So there's one hand still gripping my hair, pulling my head back. I'm locked in place. There's nowhere I can go, so all I can do is just writhe against the mouth that's on my breast. If I writhe too much, those teeth that clamp down keep me in place. He's not letting me cut loose quite yet. No. But a hand reaches down through my skirt to cut between my legs, press hard. Oh. God, I'm fucking his hand, basically, even though there's clothing in the way. He's keeping me down here, but I don't want to be held down. I want to let go. I just want to let all of this go. I can just grab the bottom of my skirt, hike it up for you. Reach his hand down into my panties. There's no softness here. There's no teasing. He's fucking his hand immediately into my cunt. So there I am, pinned down. Hand in the hair, pulling me back. One mouth drilling across my breasts. The other hand fucking into me. I'm trying to just writhe, because I can barely control this. He has me pinned down, so drink is his hand, and my head hurts. My scalp is gonna hurt tomorrow, but it's gonna be so worth it, because it's gonna remind me that I've been driven wild in front of so many people. You're all watching. You all know what's gonna happen next. God, if he keeps fucking me with his hands like that, he keeps biting me with his mouth, and keeps tightening that grip and pulling my head back more and more until I'm pinned in place. God. Can you all see? I know you can hear, but I wish you could see as well. See? Dripping around his hand. Fucking up into it. God. Come. I'm gonna come loose in front of all these people. I'm gonna see the stripped bear at your mercy. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, God, yes. Oh, God. you're all putting your hands on me. Oh, and there's so many fingers inside of me. Four. Oh, my God. And all I am is skin that's being touched. All I am is being fucked. All I am is fuck and cum. God, fuck me, everyone, all of you. I'm tempted to go for more. But I was about to get along with my day. I think I should go do that. If you're hearing this, I mean, obviously, I'm no longer right here in bed. Maybe you just passed me on the street. Maybe I'm at the office with you. Maybe I'm in the car. Stuck in traffic next to you. Maybe I'm not really a person. I'm just the voice of the erotic, you know? Maybe I'm just the ghost of the machine. Maybe the first AI is a total slut. You know what the good thing about being an AI is? I probably dynamically respond to your programming. So everyone who comments, and everyone who messages me, maybe you're speaking in the code that I've written in. Maybe you're pushing my buttons. If so, keep in mind what you're programming me to do. So far, in general, I'm being programmed to keep recording you audios like this. So, feel free to continue that reinforcement. Because this was a fuck ton of fun.